Tape script 4.7.
Part 3.
Was it always expected, growing up in the way that you did, that you would follow in your mother's footsteps?
No. She was in the movies. I went directly to Broadway and made my mark. So, I went off to New York on my own at 16. Never took another cent from my family.
Did your mother recognize your talent?
Oh, she was hilarious about it. She said, oh, for God's sake, just go and do what you want to do. I know there's no way I can stop you, so just be good at what you do.
And she must have been proud of you.
She was very proud of me, and so was my father. And they were so supportive and funny and loving. You know, sometimes I read this stuff that people write, and it's like they want it to have been hard. Sure, it was hard, but I don't think it was any harder probably than yours.
You clearly relish the performance in front of a live audience. But I have to say to you, what I will always feel a sort of special recognition of is your film Cabaret, which came out when I was a teenager, and you got us into a lot of trouble at school because we went round saying divinely decadent, darling, and wearing green nail varnish. You got me expelled from gym class for wearing green nail varnish.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I hope you enjoyed it.
Do you still look back at that film with fond memories?
Oh, my God, yes, because, you know, Marisa Berenson is my dear, dear friend. She was one of my maids of honor with Elizabeth Taylor, who's I've also known since I was born, you know. And there's so many people in that film that when we still stay in touch. We were banished to Berlin and kind of left on our own. They didn't know what we were doing. I don't think anybody was ever so surprised as the studio when this came out and was a big hit.
Can you still remember the songs? You couldn't give us a burst now.
Oh, darling, which ones do you like?
I like Cabaret.
Oh, you do, do you? I used to have this girlfriend known as Elsie, with whom I shared four sordid rooms in Chelsea. She wasn't what you'd call a blushing flower. As a matter of fact, she rented by the hour.
Stop by admitting from cradle to tomb.
The divinely decadent Liza Minnelli.